Now I'd like to bring up a poet. Her name is Elizabeth Thomas, and I think she'll need the music stand, Jake. Well, she was asking for the music stand. Please welcome Elizabeth Thomas.
Oh, I guess I am. I guess I better. Cool. That'll work. Oh, okay. Well, it's better over there, but anyway. Okay. I won't futz around too much because I'm wasting time. Now it works. Whoa. Uh-oh. Falling music stand. Okay, well. Music stand is dropping.
What do you want, this way?
I just don't want it to drop.
What do you mean, go south for me? Mm-hmm. Don't lean on it.
Well, I have to, okay. There's a ghost in these poems. These are kind of old. If they don't make sense, it's because of the ghost. Become benevolent. Let goodness fly. May it sail from you, touching all as omnipotently as the wind. For the tortured man's rest, while you were in your well of dreams, I learned to ease your sleep. Though you claim you never dream, I will be your witness. You remember sometimes my singing in the night. Did I wake you above the crest of your terror? Ever soothe you from your brutal fugues? Yes, yes, in the end you said I helped. Oh dear, just a second. Technical difficulties. Finally, those lost open eyes flickered, flared back to life, and looked at me the week before you died. One morning, I allowed that my hand, gentle on your shoulder, relieved your labored breathing. Like a baby, you confessed in half sleep. And I will never shove you for snoring again, nor will I fear your breath has ceased. Still, I will sing for you in the night, out of the blue, out of the dark, at the risk of being heard, wishing your shuddering and tossing might ease. Oh dear. Missives. I know the feathers you send me, osprey and jay, fall from wings which never could keep you aloft. Here below, I have become a mother hawk, stunned and bereft after the hurricane. Sailing, defeated by a force she thought she'd mastered. Trying to orient in a world without you, I circle back to the threatened destination of your burial. The shovel-cleft pit offers up nothing but emptiness. On my sixth return, a perfect tear of sap awaited me. Pine needle brush aligned beside it to sweep away the heartache from this place without rest. Where are you? I see you, red ribcage and heart, in the dawning of the mackerel sky. By instinct, I receive your gifts, your signal. But once, you seemed to pray as you made love to me, and the long hair falling from your tired crown brushed my jawbone like a wing. Yeah, it's very short. This one is a Lawrence Ferlinghetti poem that's just been stuck in my head. Dove sta amore? Dove sta amore? Where lies love? Dove sta amore? Here lies love. The ringed of love, in lyrical delight. Hear love's hill song, love's true will song, love's low plain song, too sweet pain song, in passages of night. Dove sta amore? Here lies love. The ringed of love, dove sta amore? Here lies love. Thank you. I'll get used to this thing.
One more hand, please, for Elizabeth Thomas.